charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday, the Hump Day edition. Fine guest, want to thank him, Alex Lazary. He is a U.S. senatorial candidate. He is a Milwaukee Bucks executive. And, you know, clearly I don't host a sports talk show. How did I get Kevin Durant wrong? He's the guy with the long feet, the size 16s, in the playoff series against the Brooklyn Nets. He was on the line. Was it two? Was it three? Well, it was only two. He has size 16 feet. And, you know, in some small part, that extended the Bucks into the next round. So anyway,
We'll forgive you.
Some, I suspect, in the greater New York metropolitan area are still bemoaning the loss of the Brooklyn Nets. But anyways, no worse than Trump still bemoaning the rigged election and the fact that he lost in 2020. And I get frustrated when people like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, and you've now heard, if you listen to Devil Radio or you listen to the show, you've probably heard the ads from the People for People People Corporation. They use Ron Johnson's words against him. He was clandestinely captured, basically laying out the math of why Ron Johnson lost in the state of Wisconsin. There were enough Republican votes for him to win. But Ron Johnson as Ron Johnson described to a clandestine Democratic operative at some sort of, you know, picnic, sort of loud. But Ron Johnson points out, had Donald Trump only achieved the number of votes that Assembly Republicans did in the state of Wisconsin, he would have won re-election, or at least he would have carried the state of Wisconsin electorally. So Ron knows damn well the big lie is nothing but a big lie. He's expressed as much. He's stated the math. He knows the math. He knows his guy lost. And he knows why. And yet still, Ron Johnson is tacting to be, you know, sort of the more Trumpy Trump. I don't know who gave him the polling that said, you got to be to the right, to the crazy fringe of Donald Trump to win re-election, Ron. But he took that advice and he's running with it. He's out there, far on the fringe. Used to be a friend of ours. I've mentioned that many times. Used to be country club cordial. Specifically, Ron Johnson's done me a few specific favors that I could enumerate in life in regards to giving me access to interview guests and Donald Trump's inauguration. Hell, the guy gave us sound before he spoke at the RNC. The guy's going to the speech. I'm looking out the window. There's Ron Johnson wearing a, you know, nice blue tie. A knock on the window. I can see Ron talking to his staffer. Ron's going, yes, and his staffer's going, no. And Ron's going, yes, and his staffer's going, no. Next thing we know, Ron Johnson comes walking into the Winking Lizard, where me and Don were broadcasting from in Cleveland. And Ron gave us a nice little, hey, boys, how you doing? Still does. I bet if I saw him today, hey, Crudy, how you been? He would still respond to me in that way. Now, then he might go to the recesses of his memory and remember, oh, yeah, we stopped asking him on this fine program. We blackballed him.
That access has a price, and it's treason.
He was less treasonous when he used to appear here, and it wasn't out of some sort of twisted, you know, radio friendship. He just was. He didn't have the polling back then, apparently. 844-967-2789. TJ from Fort Atkinson. Welcome, TJ.
Hello. And you're right, Ron Johnson, when he started out, he was just kind of a schlucky Republican, sorry, on the radio. He's fallen over the deep end. Honestly, I didn't think he was going to run again, the audacity, because he's just been spewing lies. Like, if you follow his Facebook or his Twitter, he just goes on about how COVID's a hoax. He literally says that, even though we're sitting here with numbers through the roof.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he's still representing it as a hoax. He's just basically saying, once you get it, well, you know, you shouldn't have to be vaccinated or any of the other things. And
you know, his posts are really off the wall. Honestly, it blows my mind that he can even, in the position he's in, and we don't call him out on it.
Well, I think he's been banned from YouTube, right? He was suspended from multiple social media platforms for propagating misinformation.
Right? And he just does it, I guess. My point was going to be is Alex sounds really cool. I'm going to go check out his website. I need someone that actually represents me. So it's been terrible having Ron Johnson speak for me because he sure doesn't.
Well, Tammy Baldwin, and she appeared on this big show. She's a fine representative of good Wisconsinites.
She's wonderful.
And she's fairly bipartisan. I mean, she's not perfect. There is no such thing in politics.
No such thing.
But she gets lots of Republican votes because, she cares about the outcomes. And she goes out and she does stuff for rural Wisconsinites. And I think she's one of the few Democrats that do a really good job of that, TJ.
Precisely. That's what I was going to recommend to Alex, is like to focus on with his campaign while, you want to be like, just get rid of Ron Johnson. Don't do that. Go focus on what you can do for those rural people, because that's the district. And they're so apathetic right now. And we're suffering.
You know what?
They tell us $14 is a good wage.
But here's the problem, TJ. First, he's got to win a primary. And we as Democrats, we have, a plethora Democratic options, and much like we did in the gubernatorial race 3.5 years ago, much like we did in the presidential race 2 years ago, well, we've got 11
Dems. It's a blessing and a curse, I'm telling you.
What's that?
So many qualified people is a blessing, but it's a curse.
It is. It is. And I think that sometimes we as Democrats, and I appreciate you listening, TJ, out there in Fort Atkinson, I think when we have the benefit of so many to choose from, and we think, oh, that one's good, and Alex Lazar, I just heard him on The Devil's Advocates, he's good, and I heard Sarah Godlewski the other day, and she's good, and I heard Mandela Barnes yesterday, and he was real good, and they got Peter Pekarsky on Thursday, and I bet he'll be okay, and Tom Nelson, the Outagamie County executive, also a U.S. senatorial candidate, he's good as well, and that's only five of them. There's like 11. I'll never get to them all. So we're going to concentrate on, quote unquote, the top tier, nothing but top tier listeners, top tier callers, and, occasionally CJ at 844-967-2789. Come back, more Devils.